The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Lord.
Jesus withdrew toward the sea with his disciples. A large number of people followed from Galilee and from Judea. Hearing what he was doing, a large number of people came to him also from Jerusalem, from Idumea, from beyond the Jordan, and from the neighborhood of Tyre and Sidon. He told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, so that they would not crush him. He had cured many, and as a result, those who had diseases were pressing upon him to touch him. And whenever unclean spirits saw him, they would fall down before him and shout, "You are the Son of God." He warned them sternly not to make him known. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. In today's gospel, this great crowd presses in upon our Lord. They come to him in their need, and he tends to them because of his compassionate and merciful heart. A commentary on today's scripture mentions that during the 3 years of his public life, he had healed many people. He has healed many people. He has freed those possessed by the devil. He has raised the dead. But he did not heal all the sick people in the world, nor did he eliminate all the sufferings of this life. Jesus performed miracles above all as a sign and a proof of his divine mission of universal and eternal redemption. As Christians, we continue Christ's mission, making disciples of all nations, baptizing them and teaching them to observe all that he has commanded. And he continues his mission among his own people too, us Christians, particularly through the sacraments, offering us continuously the graces needed to know him, to love him, and to serve him. He offers us his own body in the Eucharist for our spiritual nourishment. He forgives us our sins again and again in confession. He makes new members of his body through baptism. My brothers and sisters, unlike that crowd who Jesus tried to flee from because he feared they would crush him, unlike them, we have immediate access to our Lord through the sacraments. So let us not waste any opportunity to be near to him.